Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Harmonium Rats Yichyu, with a schus Harav Baruch Hertz, Ben Sfarad Tzipora. Zochar Chole Yisrael, Tuchayu Chevet Fege, Vats Michal Dispasia, Beschus Matan Ben Sara, Zochar Chole Yisrael. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, continuing our series in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Reishir Aleph, Vishitzivanu, Hishitzivanu Lira Me'ov Vo'em. God commanded us to fear our father and our mother. Vishitznai Gimayim Kimin and Vishu Yorim Mimenu, Shiani Sheyu Kumo Amelech. V'yelech Imoem Keter Sheyelech and Mishi Yefached Mimenu. Yira me agia lo mimenu ma shi yemais. U amo yisale ish imoi ve oviv tira'u. We have to fear our father and mother. We should act towards them as the custom of somebody who you're afraid of, that he's going to punish you like a king. And you should go with them like someone who you were afraid of, in fear, and something is going to come to you that you despise. And that's what the Torah says, Ishimo Baviv Tirao. So fear of parents is fear of the consequences of punishment. You should have to have that type of fear of them. These is so to the Brisker Rav from the Rambam here. To be mechalek between the din of Moira Rabbi and the din of Moira Ov Vaim. Here the din of Moira Ov Vaim. He says she snaggy maim kiminag mishu yari mimenu shiani sheu kumo amelch. So you see, the gather of moira, that a person is chayiv to fear his father, is yiras oinesh, that your father can theoretically punish you, and you should fear that. However, earlier, mitzvah reish tes, Rambam writes, da'ash yesh b'kavet dvorim yuchodim v'noisofim ala talmid, that kavod has special additional things on the student, because kavod for his Rebbe is more than kavod that he has to give for a regular Talmud Chacham, because together with the kavod he has for his Rebbe, he also has to fear him. So you see that moira rabbi is included in the mitzvah of kavod. Rabbi. There's Kavod Rabbo and there's Moira Rabbo. And if so, the gather of Moira Rabbo is Mishum Yiras Kavod, not Mishum Yiras Ha'inish. So you see there's a fundamental difference between the Yira that's towards one's Rebbe and towards one's father. Towards one's Rebbe, the Yira is one of kavod. Yira is kavod. It's this fear of his dignity he would have when very, you know, chashev rav, your rebbe. He's not going to punish you, but you have fear. He's such a great person. You know, he's such a great tzaddik and a talmud chacham. And the fear of your parents is fear of punishment. That's the difference in the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachos Talmud Torah writes, "Kshem shadam mitzuva v'kvoid avi v'yirasa kach uchayiv v'kvoid raboi v'yirasa." Just like a person is commanded to honor his father and fear him, so too he is commanded to honor his Rebbe and fear him. So the Rambam opens the Iker Din Kavod Mor Rabbo, and he's told that the Geder Hachiyu in the Din of Kavod Oviv V'Yir Osoy. Amazing. The Rambam here says there's Kavod Mor Rabbo, and he says it's tolerating Kavod Oviv V'Yir Osoy. So you see Lehedya that Kavod Rav V'Yir Osoy are parallel to Kavod Av Umayro, and so is Lehedya here in the Sefer HaMitzvos Reish Tes, after he explains that you have to have fear with the honor.
Because
So the Rambam here also compares the coveting yira of a father to the coveting yira of a Rebbe. Not like the yisod of the Bris Gerov, that there's a different type of yira. So we have to understand the Rambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, it would seem that there's a difference between Moira Rav and Moira Ov, like the Briska Rav's Yisod. Moira Rav is fear of Yiras Kavod, and Moira Ov is fear of Onesh. Beidach, the Rambam says it's Talia Hava Talia. Olegar Chiv is Kavod, and Moira Rabbi is Talui. In Kavod and Moira Oviv, so how can you distinguish between them? So we are going to go in the derech of Moreno HaGoyin, Rabbi Rafael HaKohen Kunstler, as we've been doing in our Sefer HaMitzvos Shi'urim. As nirah kach. B'tul b'yoredeh b'simen reish men beiz, he writes, k'shem she'odem mitzuveh b'kibud oviv v'yirosoi, Kachu mitzuve bekavoid rabbi v'yir asri. The rabbi yoseh aviv she'aviv hevio l'chay olam hazeh the rabbi mevio l'chay olam haba. It's just like a person is commanded in honoring his father and fearing him, so too he is commanded in honoring his Rebbe and fearing him. His Rebbe more than his father, because his father brings him to Chaya Olam Hazeh, and his Rebbe brings him to Chaya Olam Haba. Ve'en lecha kavod, kavod rabbi, u'moy ro kimoy roi. There is no kavod like the kavod you have for your Rebbe, and there is no fear like the fear you have for your Rebbe. Bar mucham amayir rabbach kumayir shemayim. The fear of your Rebbe should be like your fear of shemayim. In the Prisha, he's Tameya on the tour. She'en l'cha kavod k'kavod rabbi, u'moira k'moiroi, and he brings moira rabboch k'moira shamayim, that the fear of your Rebbe should be like your fear of heaven. By Aviv, also, the tour writes at the beginning of Reish Mem, that k'vodoi moroi is k'kavod u'moira Hashem. How can you say the kavod of a Rebbe is greater? See, he's metarets. And when you have a hekesh, it doesn't mean they're exactly the same. Generally, man shenken mayor rabbi kamoyo shamayim, we darshan, may as a shemel kechatir la rabbis rabbo. So the two Moirois are written in one pasuk. So since the two fears are written in the same pasuk, it's Shavim Legamri. So in other words, the kasha on the Torah was that you said the Moir of the Rebbe is greater than the Moir of the Father. You said the Moir of the Father is also like Moir Hashem. So the teretz is no, that Moir Rabbah is Mamish Kamar Shemayim, and Moir Aviv is not Mamish Kamar Shemayim. And that the Prisha writes that when you have a Hekesh, doesn't mean they're exactly equal. The Taz is Doiche Dvorov. Doesn't the Taz doesn't accept it? And we have to understand the Tur, who explains Chumras Kavru Moir Rabbi, because Moir Rabbi Kamar Shemayim Mapitom. We have the same Zach by Kavru Moir Av. We also say Moir Aviv is Kamar Moir Hashem. So it would appear that we can say that you can't compare the two. The makor for that kavod u'mayra aviv is k'kavod u'mayra shemayim, is from the sugya and kiddushin, and the flamer on the base, tamad l'tanu rabbonon, ne'emar kabeides avicha, etc. Ne'emar kabeides ha'shemei ha'incha, yesh v'ha'kasuv kavod av v'aim, l'kavod ha'makon. Yeshva kasuf moiras of voim the moiras amakon. So we have Kabedas Avicha Vesimecha, Kabedas Hashem Mehoimcha. So we have an equation between the honor of parents and the honor of Hashem. We have an equation between the honor of the fear of one's parents and the fear of Hashem. So it says that Hishveh Akosuf, the Pasuk equated the fear of your parents to the fear of Hashem. However, when it comes to my rabbi, it only says that Moira Rabach ke Moira Shamayim. And the explanation would appear to be that with regard to your father, it's just the Alfusa that we learn from it to equate. Kavod Aviv Moira Umoira la Kavod Moira Shamayim. But the Etzem Husa Kavod Vamoira isn't Mishum Kavod Moira Shamayim. Rather, it's Mishum Kavod Aviv. In other words, we're equating the fear of one's father to fear of Shemayim, but the essence of the Kavod and the Mayra isn't because of Kavod and Mayra Shemayim, but rather the essence of the Kavod and Mayra is because of Kavod Aviv. You have to honor and fear your parents a lot, but not inherently, not intrinsically, it's not defined the same way as Kavod Shemayim. It's equated to Kavod Shemayim, but it's not essentially the same as Kavod Shemayim. Lenyan Moira Rabbi, it's not true. The Etzem Husa Kavod VaMoira is Mishum Kavod Moira Shemayim. When you're fearing your Rebbe, you're fearing Shemayim, as Shem Lekechatir the Rabbis Mir Chomim. That Moira Rabbi, hu, Bechlal Moira Shemayim. The fear of your Rebbe is included in your fear of heaven. And it's not that it's equated, not that Shavim or the Moira Shemayim comes to your parents, so that their honor is equal to the honor of Shemayim, but it's not that it is not itself honor of Shemayim. When you're fearing your Rebbe, your fear of your Rebbe is Hagufa Moira Shemayim. That's the difference between the two. And for that reason, you find being in Moira Rabbah, if you're Cholek al Rabbah, it's Cholek al Shechina. If you make a quarrel with your Rabbi, it's like making a quarrel with the Shechina. If you're Maharer Acher Rabbah, you question him, like you're Maharer Acher Shechina. You don't see this by Father, and this is because Moira Rabbah is Mamish Moira Shemayim. Before the Rambam, beginning of the fifth parak of Talmud Torah, the Sefer Mitzvah here, Mitzvah Reish Tes. And that's Pashat. So we have, not by the father, it doesn't say Maharach or Aviv Kil Maharach or Ashchina. Because the Yisoydin Moira of your Rebbe is Moira Shemayim. But the Yisoydin of Moira of your father is Moira of your father. We just have a Alfusa to equate it to a Kavod Shemayim. But it's primarily Kavod Aviv. We see this Lahedji on Atosis and Bechoris in Dav Vav, that you can't say as Shem Lekecha Tira Linyan Aviv, because it's not the same as Shemayim. Mashen Kena Talmud Chacham, you can die, whether it says Mar Rabbah Kamar Shemayim, you can say as Shem Lekecha Tira Rabbah Semin Chacham, because it's the same, the nature of the year is the same. Ve'asher Mimela. אנחנו מבינים את דברי הטור, שזה נכון שאנחנו נעמי נאמר גם בכובד אביב. And we also find by כובד אביב that it's equated to כובד שמיים. However, there's an extra chumrah that was said by Meir Rabbi. So Meir Rabbi גופוי משום לסוד כובד שמיים הווה. מצד זהו דספיר אלי דאין חומר מזה. So you're right, you equate כובד אביב to כובד שמיים. self called self, it's not the same mahus. But the mahus of kavod rab was mamish kavod shemayim, and therefore that's the most chum. There's nothing more chum than kavod shemayim. So that would explain the tour. However, ish lahayil bazeh, that the Rambam here writes in Mitzvah Tes, after he explains that klape rabba, you have kavod, and you have moira, he's marich the kitre ha moira, al derech shekasev v'chibur, chol cholek al rabba, kilu cholek al shechina, chol oisem riva im rabba, chol oisem riva, misraim al rabba, chol mahar al rabba, kilu mahar al shechina, siyem kol zev kasev v'bir amroi, moira rabba, Moira Shamayim, and then he continues and he writes, Vizekul Kulai, Nilkach, Viraya, Mihiris Akasuv, Mitzabe, Achabed Esa Ovois, Vehachachomim. As Mevuar Barambam, Shalo Rak, Etzim Chovat Mora Rabo, Shinamat Mora Aviv, because he writes, this is all taken in the fact that the Pasuk is Mitzabe, to be Machabed Ovois Nachachomim. So not only is the Etzem Chovas Moira Rabba learned from Moira Aviv, like he sees in the Chibur, it says in the Chibur in the Yad, Kishem Shemitzuvit to be Mechavit your father, you're also Mitzuvit to be Mechavit your Rebbe. But rather, even this Geder, to be defined by Kavod Rabba to Moira Rabba, Kamura Shemayim, with all of the consequences, like all Maharach or Maharach Ashchina, that's all a kuach b'rayim yoytze kasev mitzav l'chavid es ha'ovois v'ha'chachomim. Wow. So he says here that this, you're not allowed to be mahar, achar, rabo, etc. That's because you have to, you see in the pasuk, you have to be mechavid the avos. And that's soyser to his chiluk between mayra rabach k'mayra shamayim. And that the Apostle equated Moira Aviv L'Moira Makon. As we wanted to distinguish and say that when it comes to Father, it's a different type of Yira than it is to Hashem. Whereas by Rebbe, it's the same exact thing. Here we see not like that in the Rambam. Because even Moira Rabbah K'mara Shemayim is learned from the fact that that's the way Pasuk says you have to fear the... And Mechavei the Avos and the Chachamim. Pilei Plos. So Hadra Krisha Leduchte, the Kasha of the Prisha, on the Tur, who says, how can the Tur say that your fear of your Rebbe is greater than your fear of the Father, when the fear of your Father is also like Shemayim? Now, b'divrei Rambam nira la'ir. When he writes, "Kishem shadam mitzuvah b'chavod avi v'yirasoi, kach hu chayev b'chavod rabo v'yirasoi yoser me'oviv, she'oviv mevi'a l'chay olam hazeh, v'rabo yishalim d'r chochma mevi'a l'chay olam hazeh." Just like a person is mitzuvah to honor and fear his father, so to his chayev to honor his Rebbe and fear him more than his father. Because his Rebbe brought him to Chai Olam Hazeh, his father brought him to Chai Olam Hazeh, and his Rebbe to Chai Olam Haba. So he opens up the Geder of Kavod Rabbo, Dami of Italia, Bekeshem Shumitsuvi, Bekavod Oviv. The Geder of Kavod Harav is that it is similar. To the honor that you must give your father. Because he writes, Kishem Shadam Mitzuvah, Bukavad Avi Yirasa, Kachai, Bukavad Avi Yirasa. Yosir Me'aviv. First he says that you learn Rebbe from father. And then he says, but Rebbe is more than father. So the Chor of the Reisha, Soyser the Seifa. Seifa, Soyser the Reisha. Both. That first he says there, Kavod Rabbo is learned from Aviv. And he says, no. But Rav was more. So that's an interesting he'ala on the Rambam. Another he'ala, I like your divrei Rambam, that is toila v'chi of kavod amoyra rabbi, b'kishem shemitzuve akibud oviv v'yir osoy. As mashma shezeu gufa makom v'chi of kavod amoyra rabbi. He says that just like Yechayev and kavod amoyra rabbi, just like Chayiv and Kavod and Kibbutov. So it's mashma that the makor, the source for Kavod Rebbe, is your father. So why is that the source? What's the sinyan of being taller one and the other? Where does he get this from? So it appears as follows, that and the fact that Dine Kadima and the halachas of Kibud were established based on the fact that his father brought him to Olam Hazeh and his Rebbe brings him to Olam Haba, like we see in the Rambam, based on the Sugya and Yevamis and Bar Mitzia and Aflamid Gimel, we see that the Yesoid Din Kavod Aviv V'Rabboi U'Mishum Zeh Shehem Mevi'im Oto Le'olam hazeh u'le'olam haba. V'zehu shemachayvoy v'chvoydam. The fact that your Rebbe and your father bring you to Olam Hazeh, your father to Olam Hazeh, and your Rebbe even to Olam Haba, that's machayv in their kavod. And then there's an adifus, there is a chumra, there is a preference that he brings you to the one who brings you to Olam Haba, and that makes your Rebbe first. There are three partners in man: his father, his mother, and Hashem. When a person is mechabed his parents, Hashem says, hey, I consider it as if I lived among you, and you honored me. So you see from this that the yesod of the chiyuv of kibud av is because he has a chelak in the creation of the son. And that is hameviyoy leilam hazeh, because he's a shutuf in the creation. Haderuch zener mevur gam lanyan kibud rabbi. You see in the Tosefta and Horius, after it says that your father and your Rebbe are in captivity, chas v'shalom, you redeem your Rebbe first, he writes, minayin shekol ha'shayna perek echad l'chabero, ma'ala l'avakosuf kilu yotzoy, v'rigmoy, v'yivir l'oilam. How do you know that if you teach your friend one perek, it's as if you had created him, formed him, and brought him to the world, shenam reim tatzi yoko mizolo kefitiyah. Taking something expensive from something cheap. Kafitiya, according to the mouth. What does that mean? How do you motzi yakar? That's like that peh, the mouth that threw a god balloon to his nostrils, so it gave an neshama to Adam. So too, if you bring one creature, one human being, tachas kanfei hashchina, it's as if you created him and brought him into the world. And that is all brought there, behemshech, the kadimas, raboi, la'aviv. After it says, your Rebbe comes first, it says the senya. And it will be a peer pashat, shehenei nadvorim. Shenemru bagamara, sham, shesemifi l'chai olam hazet, the yisod of the chayvas covered in both cases. It's because they have a chelik in your yitzira, a father, in that he was one of the three partners in your creation. Your Rebbe, it's as if he created you, formed you, and brought you to the world. However, the gather of the yitzira and the havala oilam b'rabbi is like the mouth that threw the neshama to Adam HaRishon. That's the neshama you're giving him olam haba. So Therefore, your father is giving you Olam Hazeh, you have to give him kavod. Your Rebbe, you have to give him more kavod, because he's giving you Olam Haba. And that's the sugya and Bava Metzia. Your Rebbe comes first, because he's more of a creator, he's a better creator than your father. Your father is a creator for this world. Your Rebbe is a creator for the next world. So according to this, it would appear that's the Yisod LaDivrei Rambam. That Yishem She'adam Mitzuveh V'Kavod Aviv. Just like your Mitzuveh in the Kavod of your father. So we see that the whole Ikar Din Kavod Umayra Rabbi is learned and is Tully in the Din Kavod Umayra Aviv. Shemidin Kivod Av. She'yisodahu Mishum Shu Yotzoi. Like we see from the Gemara in Kiddushin Shloisha Shutfin Ba'adam. We learn that there is a chi of kavod u'mayra klape misha yaitzlei. Well, ikar din kavod u'mayra is talui of your rabbi is talui in the kavod of your father. Your father, because he created you physically, and kishem, just like your father who created you physically, you have to mechaved and fear him. So to your rabbi who created you spiritually, and therefore we can learn rabbo me'aviv because they're both yaitzlim. They are both creators. That's so incredible. Umemela, it's not quite difficult. The Rambam opened up and he said, Kishem. And he concluded, the covered rab of Yeratza Yasime Aviv. First he says, just like one has to honor and fear his father, so to his Rebbe. And then he said, his Rebbe is more. Because the very fact that there's a key of covered the rabbo, we need to learn from the father. Without that limud, we have no source. Vayter, once you learn from the father, you say the Rebbe is greater. So the kishem is that the father is the source. And then the Rebbe is greater because he gave you life in Olam Havi. He gave you the neshama. The melech pashut, that covered rab was greater. And it's not so what he said originally. The kishem is also true. The etzem limud, one from the other, is that they're both creators. And then once you see they're both creators, and then you're Rebbe's a greater creator because he gave you life in the next world. Based on what we said, it would appear we can say more. That it says that Hishva HaKasuv, Kivud Aveim, Kavod HaMakom, the yesod of this Hashva'ah, the yesod of this equation, is Al Pizeh Gufa SheKavod Aviv U'Mishum Chelko V'Yitzirasa. Why is the honor of your father equated and mother equated to the honor of Hashem? Because your father created you just like Hashem created you. When a person is mechabed his parents, Hashem says, Sekhmar says, it's as if I lived amongst you and you mechabed me. That through the kiyum of kavod, when you're mechabed those people who create you, so the third partner in your creation, God, says, oh, it's like you honored me. And that's what we find by Kavod Mayra Rabbah Kamara Shemayim. Because you fear your Rebbe like you fear heaven because they both created you. Like we saw in the Medrash before in the Tosefta and Harius. Ka'isai Pesh Zarek Nisham of Adam Arishan. It's like that mouth that put a Nisham in Adam, so to the Rebbe is giving the Talmud a Nisham. So you're a Shutif. You're a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating a Nisham when you teach Torah. And hein divrei sefer dar dar v'sefer amitzvus shemavur shegam ze shemoyre rabach kamoyre shemayim nilmad mechoyves kavod aviv umayroi ukeshem shechayev b'chvoidai kach chayev b'chvoid rabbi. You see in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Sefer HaMitzvot equates Mor Rabach Kamara Shemayim. Learn from the Chovas Kavod Aviv Moro. And just like your Chayav Kavod Aviv, your Chayav Kavod Rabba. Because Kavod Rabba is learned from Kavod Aviv. They both created you. They both created you. Just like we find that your father is a Shutuf in creation with Hashem, so too is your Rebbe. Still, my rabbi is going to be Kamari Shemayim, it's going to be greater Because after you learn that a person is chayav l'chvod yotzrei, and that this kavod is like the kavod and mora that you give Hashem, so it could be mechalek, because your father is giving you a body. It's your Rebbe, like Hashem gave you a body. It's your Rebbe is giving you a soul, like Hashem gave you a soul. And therefore, the level of fear you're going to have for your Rebbe, as the Rambam says, is greater. When you talk about fearing your father because he's your creator, he's not creating what Hashem created. He's giving you the physical part of your body, your parents, and God, the spiritual part. Whereas when it comes to the, according to the Gemara, obviously, without Hashem, you wouldn't have a body either. But Hashem uses what belongs to your parents to give you a body. But when it comes to a neshama, your Rebbe is giving you a neshama like Hashem gives you a neshama. That's exactly the same thing. So when you're mechabed your Rebbe, it's mamish Maris Shemayim itself. When you're mechabed your father, it's not Maris Shemayim. It's equated, but it's not the same. Shemayim gave you a neshama. Your father gave you a guf. And your Rebbe gave you a neshama, so that's mamish like Maris Shemayim. So the Enachinami, like the Prishanota, the Torah can say that honoring your parents is like Shemayim, honoring your Rebbe is like Shemayim, and your parents, your Rebbe is greater. Because he's the mahus of the kavod is different. It's mamish kavod shemayim. Now we can also understand, not that we find the chiluk in the Moir of Ba'aviv and the Moir of Rabbi, like where the Brisker Rav noted, that klape aviv, it's yiras einish, and klape your Rebbe, it's yiras kavod. So again, the very fact that you have to fear and honor your Rebbe, you can learn from the father. But the mechus of the mor is different. Your Rebbe gave you a neshama, your father a guf. So in the meila, you're going to have a different type of yira. Your father is going to be a lower type of yira, a physical type of yira, a guf type of yira, yira sainesh. Whereas your Rebbe is going to be more of a spiritual type of yira. A yira is covered. And that's like a higher level, a more spiritual level. And that's going to be the yira you're going to have from your Rebbe. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we have greater understanding into this mitzvah. And b'rtzos Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully continue this incredible series and see more and more niflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.